producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, live from the University of Jamestown today in beautiful Jamestown, North Dakota, for big news, ladies and gentlemen, because as you know, we've been touring the great state of North Dakota with our What's In Your Town tour under the auspices of trying to line up the top 10 towns in the great state of North Dakota that we can talk about all year long, and Jamestown is number 3 on the list. Yes, indeed, we have number 3 on the list, Jamestown, North Dakota. And we are on campus today. Unfortunately, the students have the day off. Well, fortunate for them. Unfortunate for us. We don't get a chance to interact with too many of the students, but we do have some good folks that will be joining us to talk about the many good things that are going on right here today on the program. So you'll meet them coming up a little later on. You'll also meet some folks from the Ann Carlson Center from a company called UTC Aerospace Systems. UTC Aerospace System, one of the world's largest suppliers of technologically advanced aerospace and defense products. So they actually are a supplier to international space programs. That's what I love about North Dakota, right? Right here, you know, darn near smack dab in the middle of the state of North Dakota, which actually would be more Bismarck than Jamestown. But you get my point. Right here in the middle of North Dakota, not a huge population center, but is Jamestown and a company supplying international space programs? Wow. We can do anything. It's darn cool. So our thanks to the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation, the University of Jamestown, the Chamber of Commerce, for hosting us along with other fine sponsors here, bringing you this special broadcast today. Higher ed in our focus today, not only because we're on campus, but also the Chancellor of the University System, Dr. Mark Hagerot, will join us. And there's a big announcement at the University of Mary today, and that is happening at 10:30 on campus. We have the good fortune to have Jerome Richter, one of the vice presidents of the University of Mary, stepping out of that press conference to clue us in on what's being announced today. But big news. Tomorrow we'll be there because there is a major leadership conference going on, North Dakota Leadership Conference, at the University of Mary. And Dr. Mark Hagerot, the chancellor of the university system, actually is keynoting that tomorrow. So he's going to preview his topic for us a little later on in the program. We look forward to that. And what else have we got going? I guess Wednesday, we're actually in studio, Todd. So alert the media, if you would. We'll be in studio Wednesday. Thursday, we will be live from Watford City, where this doesn't happen very often. The Industrial Commission is picking up and going to Watford City. So the North Dakota Industrial Commission will actually have its meeting in Watford City on Thursday, and we'll be there. So we'll find out about all that. I want to find out more about how the Industrial Commission works, because it's a very important part of North Dakota. And since they're coming to one of our favorite places on the planet, Watford City and McKenzie County, we're going to be there to celebrate that with the local folks there, as well as find out more about what the Industrial Commission does and its portfolio in all of North Dakota. So that is our busy week, and we look forward to it coming up today. One sad note as we take to the airwaves today, this story out of St. Cloud, Minnesota, about...
Oh, is that sad?
Isn't that awful? You know, a law enforcement officer who is at a hospital, and, you know, the idea of an officer being at the hospital is unusual unless they have someone that is a suspect that's being attended to. They're caring for a criminal, in this case, or at least a suspected criminal, and that got an officer shot and killed over the weekend. I believe that. I mean, let me just ask you, when you hear that story, what does it say to you? What instantly pops into your head? Can you answer that question for me on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today? Please do. 800-228-0550. Because something immediately popped into my head when I heard it. And second of all, I immediately thought of other things that are going on that made me just very irritated and outraged. So curious what instantly comes into your mind when you hear something like that. And if anything at all about it irritates you, given other things that are happening. A little cryptic, but I'm just kind of curious what you're thinking, because I've been thinking about it all weekend. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Numbers to call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And by the way, the Big Flavor Tour is in Bismarck this week. That's right. So mark your calendar. Wednesday, north location of Dan's Supermarket.
Woo-hoo!
2 to 7. Todd, you can get in on the free tangy and the cheddar brats just by stopping by Dan's.
Go right at 2 o'clock, and I can be back in time for my Cape Fire
Exactly,
Cafe.
Or go after Cape Fire Cafe.
Thank you for thinking about me on this.
I'm always doing that. Otherwise, Thursday, go to the South location on South Washington, 2 to 7. Same drill. And then Friday, the new East location, Yorktown Drive in Bismarck. So 2 until 7, freebies. And if you stop by Dan's Supermarket this week, they're going to load you up on Cloverdale Tangy Summer Sausage, the 28-ounce package, original and garlic flavor. There is nothing better. Simple as that. They're only $8.99 each. Or the smoked or cooked brats, a 14-ounce pack, 2 for $6. The Cloverdale Traditional Ring Bologna, 14-ounce package, $3.99. The Cloverdale Red Franks, 16-ounce package, $3.99. So those prices started yesterday, and they go through the 7th of November at all Dan's supermarkets in Bismarck Family Fair stores in North Dakota. How's that for cool? Thought you'd want to know. And now you do, by golly. And Mondays were also brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check that out. Fred and Wang, when you heard about what happened in St. Cloud over the weekend, what'd you think? What came in your mind?
Well, I've been thinking on the same wavelength as you have, Scott. And there's a thing called incitement. And I'd like to give a couple of examples here and like in Israel of how incitement works. It's kind of like a brainwashing type thing across the United States. We talk about how, you know, they have all these little groups that are talking about how the cops are doing this bad and that bad and this cop done that bad. And the news media, not on the right side so much, but on the left side, and the Democrats, they do this incitement. And they incite people by getting this, and it grows, and it grows hate. And the people are being, in a small way, brainwashed in some ways. And then they take it out on a cop, for heaven's sakes. And now in Israel, in the Palestinian groups there, that the leader, Hamas, he has been inciting his people. And they're coming, and 13-year-old kids are grabbing knives and hatcheting Israeli children on the street while they're riding their bike. And all the people killed today, that's incitement by the leader, Hamas. And even a smaller and lesser example of the Todd Show on Friday, when he was talking to the Game and Fish guy. It's a certain... He was talking to the Game of Fish guy, and they were having a light show like Todd has in the afternoon. And then all of a sudden, when he does start talking about Game and Fish matters, he starts talking about how terrible it is that the farmers have destroyed all this habitat. And every time that the Game and Fish guys come on there, just to give you an example of how it can be done right in front of all of us, this incitement. He says that we destroyed the habitat. It continues to be destroyed. Farmers are destroying it. He's trying to place a wedge between farmers and hunters. He's inciting people to get on his side so that they don't look bad or whatever he's trying to do it for. But it's on the lesser scale, but it's still incitement. And they do it every time they get on one of your shows. They have a place on one of your guys' shows, which is good. But then all of a sudden, they're inciting this. It's all the farmers' fault. They broke up the land, these terrible guys, you know? And what's that going to lead to?
Well, I hope it doesn't lead to somebody dying. And it certainly did on your first example. I don't know in the case of St. Cloud whether this guy is, you know, he was evidently arrested for a domestic disturbance or assault of some kind and getting some help. So I don't know if that fielded or not. It certainly has spread, to your point. It has before, right? We know that it's happened before, that literally people have been revved up. And what I first thought of was not incitement. But I hear everything you say, and you connected the dots in a very thought-provoking way, and I appreciate that on all of us.
Well,
because I think we need to be careful about how we use our words, right?
Well, you know, this thing about this, I want to warn the people. Think when you hear like the guys from the Game of Fish come on there. Think about what you're doing. Don't get angry. Don't go out there and try to, you know, just let it brew. think of the whole situation over before you. People just got to stop and think. They can't be led. They just can't be led.
That said, the lines are open when Gaiman pushes on either Pat or whoever may be filling in if Pat's not there, Pat Losbyke. But, hey, we always do open lines, too. So, but I agree with you, Fred. Yeah. Please do take a breath and think. Don't be too combustible when you call.
And if you hear something that you disagree with, whether it's here or
absolutely
any
and
show, let you. I mean,
they've always been great about taking calls that are not necessarily in agreement with them. It's an open line thing, so go for
it. But I hear you. Those kind of things can have consequences. Now, in this case, it's Pat's opinion how tough farmers have been on whatever. Right? It's not the law I don't think that belongs in the same category as some of the ridiculous rhetoric against law enforcement officers, but I certainly understand why as a farmer you wouldn't like hearing it. Appreciate the call, Fred. Again, very thought-provoking and welcome. Much appreciated. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What was I thinking first, and what am I thinking now? More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&SMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Heard, there was a cop murdered over the weekend. It wasn't far from us. It was in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Most of you, I imagine, heard because it is a fairly significant news. But if you did, when you heard that, what did you think? What instantly came into your mind? And if you're just hearing it now, tell me what's coming into your mind now. It's one of the questions I have for you today because, again, I'll get right to the calls here. Give us a call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. We don't have a lot of time to talk about this today. We have a busy, jam-packed program from the University of Jamestown. I'm looking forward to it. But this one is just sort of, like so many of them do, smack you between the heads. I want to spend a little time getting your take on it. I had some thoughts that I'll share in a moment here, but I'm curious of yours. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering on that officer being killed, how long it's going to be before we see the headline, police officer murdered by unarmed man, to sort of put the side of the story out that just because somebody isn't carrying a gun doesn't mean they aren't dangerous. That's it.
Well, but the problem with that argument, Paul, is a lot of folks would say then cops shouldn't be armed because, you know, what if? I've heard that argument about guns in schools where they say, well, if you put a gun there with a school resource officer or give a teacher the ability to, conceal carry, then somebody gets a hold of it. That just furthers their argument, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's very true for their argument point. But how did that work in France with the unarmed police and the Islamic terrorists? During Hibo or whatever the name of that place was.
Right, I know what you're talking about. When they stormed the offices of the magazine.
Right.
Yeah. No.
That argument just holds no water whatsoever.
What did you think when you heard about this story?
That was actually the very first thing I thought was police officer murdered by unarmed man and how the media is never going to even talk about the story. It'll be a local story, but it won't go any farther.
It was in St. Cloud, Minnesota, folks. This is not far from us.
Yeah, I know. You will not hear word one on any of the letter stations, the major media and the country.
The Alphabet Networks, as we call them. Sure, Paul, appreciate the call. Thank you.
It's gone kind of, I don't know about the networks themselves, but on local affiliates of networks in various places, I've seen it be popping up today. So,
you've seen what popping up?
The story.
Or at least they're talking about it, right?
Right. So it's getting reported. Now, that said, he may be right that the letter networks themselves may not be jumping out of the local affiliates of the various letter networks are jumping out so far that I can see.
Well, two things happened in Minnesota this weekend that really irk me, and I'll get to my thoughts in a moment. I'm going to defer to the callers here, as we always do. And what's on your mind? Kevin in Fargo on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Gentlemen, how you doing today? My first thing is the first thing I always think of anymore. I'm so irritated. I'm past that, but I'm going to try to temper myself. The atmosphere that's been created by this president and the police, and a couple of callers ago, he had a caller mention me, you know, the incitement thing. There's such a negative atmosphere anymore. When I hear of a cop being shot, I'm thinking automatically it's, you know, going to be a black guy that shoots him. And I'm automatically going to think that, you know what, for some reason the cop had it coming. Just like the incitement in Ferguson, just like the excitement over Trayvon Martin, just like, you know what I mean? The president jumps out there before any facts are known, right? If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. You know, the police acted stupidly in the Duke case. And, you know, everything coming from this president is anti-police. So the first thing I think of, and I don't care if it's in St. Cloud, Minnesota or Riverside, California, I'm thinking it's just, and it's been happening, the whole sewer, the assassination thing. We've had cops, wasn't it in Detroit or New York, that were just sitting in their squad car and a guy came up and just assassinated them. These kind of things didn't happen like they are before Barack Obama became president. Maybe I'm wrong. Am I the only one seeing this?
Kevin, first of all, I agree with you. There's a lot more of them. So you touched on part of what I wanted to say. I mean, the first thing, when I heard this, my heart sank. And my thought is, we have no idea what it is like to live like these officers have to live, knowing every day they get up to defend us, things like this can happen. And I don't think we're anywhere near as grateful as we should be for the protection we get, number one. Number two,
right.
This is almost getting like school shootings and movie theater shootings. Oh, another one. Oh, another one. Oh, another one. And I hope that the fact that it happened in Minnesota, maybe we can step back from that a little bit and just say, you know, this is not something we're just going to go, oh, you know. And meanwhile, because of the incitement Fred talked about earlier and the other things that have been going on, and I think you're right to raise the president and that whole ridiculous endeavor of, you know, Trayvon Martin in that particular case, a cook at a fast food restaurant, Hardee's specifically, Malacca, Minnesota, this weekend, refused to make food for a police officer. Did you hear about
really?
This story?
No, I haven't.
No, I mean, and by the way, Malacca's not far from St. Cloud, but I'm going to give the individual the benefit of the doubt that they didn't know about the incident that happened at the hospital over the weekend. As well. This was actually Friday morning. And that, when was the when did the St. Cloud thing happen again? Was that Friday night, I believe? So it might have happened before. I don't know the exact timing on which one happened when. Doesn't matter. The fact that it happened, doesn't that make you sick?
Well, you know what? Doesn't that tie into the whole Black Lives Matter thing? I mean, that is directly a slam in the face of our police officers.
Right. And by the way, the
Black Lives Matter, yours don't.
The police officer, her name's Jackie Minx, posted on Facebook about what happened at the local Hardee's. She said the reason was the cook didn't like cops. So
I have to ask. My first thought there is, and there again, if I'm all by myself here, shame on me. But if I'm not the only person thinking it, then it's prevalent. But was this person that didn't want to serve this policeman a minority?
I have no idea.
Well, there again, you ask about what you think of first.
Yeah.
And that's my first thought there. You know, there again, shame on me, but, you know.
No, well, it's I honestly didn't pop into my mind only because to me it doesn't matter. The actual behavior itself is outrageous. It's ridiculous. Kevin, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, and thanks for sharing your thoughts on this today. We have comments on both. On our Facebook page here today. Todd, I don't know if you have this on the K-Fire page, but feel free to share it. We have both the stories up there as well.
Yeah.
Patricia says,
well,
when simply discussing the idea of paying fast food employees more than they are worth gives them illusions of grandeur. Seems like adults on both sides have solved or diffused the situation. Hardee's employees had an axe to grind with a law enforcement officer, so they refused service. Another makes the meal and serves it. Hardee stood up and took care of the situation. I'd caution law enforcement to not make this an issue unless, in fact, it is something against law enforcement in general. Yeah, they did resolve the situation of that particular Hardee's, and I'm not critical of Hardee's there and think actually the other employees deserve some credit. But again, the thought that somebody would do this is what I'm outraged about. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're at Jamestown today, unveiling another of our top 10 towns, which is great fun, folks. We really love doing this. As you know, we've been doing the What's in Your Town tour for some time. It literally gets us to every corner of North Dakota. And the idea of that, and we had one of those stops right here in Jamestown, was to ultimately narrow this down to 10 towns that we can partner up with and talk about and be here for special occasions all year long, find out about what's happening. Because once we're here and we learn, then we kind of keep that particular community on our radar and are able to tell folks exactly what's happening. So we're looking forward to meeting all the good folks from Jamestown today as well. We have a higher ed focus today's program. We're going to talk about what's happening at the University of Jamestown. We also are going to have the chancellor of the North Dakota University System, Dr. Mark Hageron, on the program, who's actually on the road today, but will join us by phone. And then there's a big announcement at the University of Mary today. And so we will find out what that's all about to end the program. Actually, a conference happening at 10:30 today, and we look forward to finding out what is being announced, because all we know is it's big. And if it's a big announcement, you want to know what the heck's going on. So we'll find out about that today on the program as well. We're brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. That is the home of those Apache sprayers, and they do have the 2016s in as we speak right now. So as harvest is wrapping up, a lot of folks starting to think about, okay, how do we do? What's not working so well? What could use a little bit of an upgrade? And if you want to take a little look at those 2016s, you'll love them. The nice thing about the Apache sprayers, once you buy one, as evidenced by the warranty, there's very little maintenance. These things really are incredible. And they also get you in the field when your neighbors are not, because of that light footprint, too. So stop and see them. Talk about the 2016s. There's 2015s at great bargains as well. And if you need a part, or you doing a little work on any of them, they have 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and lots more as well. Stop and see them in Mandan across from Bonanza, right across Maine, or in Fargo, exit 60, Frontier, actually, south of Fargo. All right. So let's meet some of the good folks here in Jamestown and find out what's going on here. We have Dr. Bedell, who is the president of the University of Jamestown. Dr. Bedell, nice to see you. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, Scott, for being here. It's great to be able to talk about the excitement here on campus and in Jamestown.
And your mayor is here. Katie Anderson, the mayor of Jamestown, has been a guest of ours before. Hi, Miss Madam Mayor.
Well, good morning.
Madam Mayor's better, right?
That works for me.
Yeah, I guess. we're pleased to have you both on the program. So, first of all, I'm a little bit ashamed to admit this, but it's my first time on campus. And the first time, I've been to Jamestown many, many times for many, many, many different things. Been to the high school for different forums, and Harold Newman was a buddy of mine, so I'd stop and see Harold at the office once in a while, and a number of different places, but I'd not been here. I'd even been to the Ann Carlson Center. We're going to talk to some folks from the Ann Carlson Center a little later on. But the first thing when I pulled into campus, I said, this is a little crown jewel. It's a beautiful campus. And obviously, there's some energy going on. I'm driven by your campus in Fargo now. You got some things going on. So tell me a little bit about what you're most proud of right now at the University of Jamestown.
Yes, well, we're located here on the High Hill, as it has been called for many, many years in Jamestown, going back to the founding of the college in 1883. So we're not directly off the highway for those of you who are passing by, but we're just a very short drive on the north side of town. So we have a campus that is said to be in many ways the most beautiful college campus in North Dakota by those who have seen different campuses. It's a bit of a reminder of Eastern Ivy League colleges. That's been the look of the school. We have more than the usual number of trees for a school on the prairie. So it's a very beautiful place. And when people come through the gates, they're normally, if they've never seen it before, they're quite stunned and amazed to find a campus as beautiful as this one here in the middle of North Dakota.
It is. I'll vouch for everything you just said. Fantastic. How about the X's and O's of any, obviously, university system is students and the right programs and the right mix. Give us what do you want all of North Dakota and beyond to know about the University of Jamestown?
Well, we're first of all the oldest private institution in the state of North Dakota. We go back to territorial days, so we have a very long history as being a pioneer in the liberal arts, in particular, and especially in integrating the liberal arts foundation with professional programs. And over the years, our largest programs have been business, nursing, and education. We offer well over 40 majors today in quite a variety of fields. We're adding new programs all the time, including our recent addition of a campus in Fargo for our Doctor of Physical Therapy program 3 years ago. And that program has gone extremely well. And we will be graduating our first class this May. So we're doing new things, that we have not traditionally done. Next fall, we'll add engineering, mechanical engineering. Will be a self-contained program here. It'll be the only self-contained engineering program at a private school between the Twin Cities and the far west along this corridor. So we think that's going to help the city with its needs for workforce development. And we think that's important for us, even as a liberal arts college, because, as I said, our role is not to train engineers the way they've always been trained. We're trying to train the engineer of the future. And we think that individual needs the skills and foundation that the liberal arts provides.
So that, I mean, the ultimate outcome when that diploma is in hand is what then for University of Jamestown mechanical engineering graduate?
They'll be very competitive and be able to go into the field of engineering along with other graduates from other schools, but hopefully they're going to have skills that distinguish them.
Why that particular skill set that you're deciding to focus on? Is there a big need there? You mentioned also the community of Jamestown. Is
yes.
there a need here, for instance?
There's a need in the state and in the community for all of the STEM fields, and we're very active in sciences. We have a beautiful new Thiel Science Laboratory Center, providing a great home and great facilities for all of our sciences. We have wonderful health science programs, notably the nursing program here. STEM is a growing need in North Dakota. I mean, all of the different fields, whether it's math, science, engineering, we're interested in attracting the best students, and many of the best students are interested in engineering, so we are pursuing that avenue.
Give me your sense of where higher ed is at today in America, and how is it different in North Dakota than it is across the United States? It seems to me, given everything we hear about student loans and debt, and also just, you know, I don't know if the word's infighting, but some challenges from the academic community with the, you know, the private sector, that it's a tumultuous time, is it?
It's definitely a challenging time for higher ed, whether you're a small private in a fairly rural area, as we are, or whether you're a large public university. There are a lot of things happening in society at large that are affecting decisions about college. I'd say in North Dakota, the general tendency is to think that higher ed is public education, because we only have two or three private institutions in the state, unlike states like Minnesota and Iowa, where the private tradition is very strong. So that makes it a little bit, one could say it makes it tougher for us, or it makes it easier for us, because we can distinguish our education of the whole person very much from what happens at any of the publics, where they're not able to talk about the whole spiritual development of an individual along with the academic. We're able to provide a tremendous caring environment here. It's a great learning community, wonderful committed staff and faculty that are very student-oriented. A lot of campuses today take the language of private colleges and put it into their marketing slogans, but we live out the student focus here.
I see. We're in the Student Engagement Center here at University of Mary, and there's a street sign over in the corner.
Right.
And it says, Discussion Parking, Tuesdays, 11 a.m., and above it, the signs are Life Avenue and Faith Lane.
Yes. That's a new program that we decided to have right here every Tuesday morning. And it's been a lot of fun for those of us. I've been able, fortunately, to be here for most of them so far this year. And it's an attempt to get out of the chapel into this new area where the students congregate, take breaks, meet with their activity organizations, and study. And we wanted to do something that was open to all students, all faiths, all interests relating to spiritual growth and development. And this is one small thing that we're doing this year, and I think it's off to a great start. So
it's neat. As I mentioned earlier, the mayor of Jamestown, Katie Anderson, is here as well. And Katie, just talk a little bit about, first of all, the University of Jamestown and the partnership with the city and how that works.
We're so excited to have the University of Jamestown in our community, and really excited about the new opportunities that they're offering. You know, Dr. Riddell talked about offering the engineering program, and one of our focuses has been on attracting great manufacturing industry to our community, kind of adding that layer to our economy, great ag base, a little bit of energy activity related to, like, our ethanol plant, for example, and a coal-fired electricity plant. But adding that manufacturing provides that stability, and having those engineers' degrees so we can grow our workforce right here in Jamestown all the way through their higher education is really important. And I think we're going to see another layer of our economy coming, which is that kind of technology end, and even into the manufacturing technology, with great companies in North Dakota like Apario and Packet Digital, and focusing now on our UAS, the unmanned aircraft systems. I think we're going to see a lot more of that industry coming to North Dakota, coming to Jamestown, and we're going to need those mechanical engineers to fill that workforce need. And so we're really excited about that. Also, adding master's degrees, I think, here at the University of Jamestown has been really important to our development as a community as well. You can stay right here to receive your master's degree. Their master's is in leadership, and that's certainly a quality we expect in every industry. You know, no matter what field you're in, you expect that your management is going to have those leadership qualities that are developed through the master's degree program here at the university.
Very interesting. A lot going on. And, Mayor, if you would, stay right where you're at, because we're going to be joined here by Connie Ova as well, and talk a little bit more about the economic development side and where things are going in our next segment. All throughout Jamestown County, is the executive director of the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation. So, Dr. Riddell, anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
No, we're off to a great start this year. Enrollment is up. We're looking forward to more growth in the future at the University of Jamestown. We appreciate being on the show.
About 1,000 students, right?
Yes, just over 1,000.
What's your grand vision? What will it be 10 years from now?
Probably between 1,250 and 1,400.
So growth, but, you know, not
wild growth.
Yeah.
We're not interested in that.
Yeah.
We want quality, and that's always been the number one thing for us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
Scott.
It very much. Dr. Robert Riddell, president of the University of Jamestown. More with the mayor, Katie Anderson, and Connie Ova from the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation when we continue after this timeout. Now go away.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
What's on your mind? Live at Jamestown today. Our top 10 tour. That's great fun. By the way, we don't come to places like Jamestown without good sponsors who put the fuel in the engine to get us to Jamestown. That includes the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation and the Jamestown Chamber of Commerce, the University of Jamestown. And we're going to meet some folks from the University, from the UTC Aerospace Systems coming up here in just a little bit. Find out how right here in Jamestown, going to what Mayor Katie said earlier on the technological side, right here in Jamestown, you have a company that supplies the International Space Program. How about that? So we'll talk with them a little later on. Hugo Supermarkets. I spent about 20 years of my life, living and breathing at Hugo's. Every single grocery trip. And they are celebrating their 76th anniversary. Hugo's smiling from heaven.
He was a good man. I was proud I was at his 100th birthday party, as a matter of fact. Yes, that was great fun. Anyway, they're right here in Jamestown at 310 First Avenue South in Jamestown. Grizzly's Grill and Saloon, where they put the wood to fire. Zimmerman's Furniture. Remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. They are the everyday low price leader, and by the Ann Carlson Center, dedicated to nurturing abilities and changing lives. Meet those good folks a little later on as well on the program. Connie Oba from the Jamestown, Stutzman County Development Corporation, joins us along with Mayor Anderson of the city of Jamestown here. We're chatting more about what's going on in this great city. Connie, nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well, too.
I think last time we were here, you were busy doing a ribbon cutting or, got the shovels out for a groundbreaking out at the Energy Park, because it seems like there's always something going on out there. Give us a little update on the Energy Park. How's it coming?
It's doing really well. That was actually, I think, the Dakota Spirit Ag Energy, or else if it was last year, it was probably when we broke ground on when we put the last spike into our rail spur.
That's what it was.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. That's done. It's completed. It's operational. We have switches on it. It's hooked up to Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and it's hauling out ethanol cars, and it's bringing in corn if we need it, and supplies and so forth. And so, yeah, we've got a lot going on out at Spiritwood and a lot of interest in that area. We're currently looking at doing a temporary, if not full-time, transloading facility because we have wind farms in the area. Actually, XL Energy 3 weeks ago broke ground on a $300 million wind farm in northern Stutzman County. They're looking for some place to offload their wind turbines. And so they've taken a look at the loop that we've provided and asked whether or not they could offload and also possibly stage some of their equipment there. So we're working on that right now, as well as reaching out for long-term tenants. We need to have a partner for the steam that the Spiritwood Station has out in that area. And we've got 200 acres of property within the loop available. And then we've got another couple hundred acres outside of the loop, as well as 320 acres immediately to the south that has a rail spur hooked to it. So we got tons and tons of real estate, and we're very, very close to the interstate, only 2 miles away. We have a cement road that goes to that property with the help of Spiritwood Station and Great River Energy. So we're set.
Open for business.
Open for business.
What do you need more than anything in Jamestown right now?
We need people.
People.
We've got about between 600 and 700 job openings, a lot of good-paying jobs, and so we need people. We've got availability, and we need people. We need companies. Well, anybody interested in doing business, we're open.
Mayor Katie, so there was an announcement not all that long ago from CHS that they were not going through with their plans to build a fertilizer plant here. And I'm sure that wasn't welcome, but what's the plan now? Find somebody else wants to build a fertilizer plant, something different? What are you doing?
Absolutely. There's still going to be a need for nitrogen fertilizer in this area. So if somebody else is willing to come in and start a similar operation, I don't think that is going to be anything that's going to be disappearing in the near future. As long as we continue our ag economy to be the large economy that we have and the corn to be taking over in the crop that we're using, we're going to see nitrogen fertilizer needs. So that's a possibility. It's also a possibility for somebody else who just needs that much space and needs that gas supply. That natural gas supply is the one thing that really drew CHS to that area anyways, to North Dakota, seeing what was happening out west in the flaring and being able to capture that and utilize natural gas. So it could be an industry that's in plastics or something like that that would be a good input for natural gas. Out in that area, we also have a really robust electricity availability. Otter Tail has a robust grid from originally the barley malt facility that was out there ran on electricity. So there's great infrastructure out there. And then we have all the plans to bring in the natural gas lines and the water to that area as well. So if there's a large company that's looking for a great location, Jamestown's the place to be.
That's for sure. All right. Last chance. What do you want folks to know about Jamestown?
Well, Jamestown's the best place to live, work, and play. So that's why I live here, and that's why everybody else should, too. We have great jobs, like Connie mentioned, great availability of jobs, great paying jobs, and most importantly, I think we have this great quality of life. It's not only beautiful weather, but it's a safe community and great educational opportunities all the way from our elementary and preschool programs all the way through higher ed. So this is the place to raise your family, the place to start your business, the place to grow your career, and we'll welcome all to come here and take care of this opportunity.
With all due respect to my friends, Dr. Mike Brown, the mayor in Grand Forks, and all the way over to Brent Sanford and in Watford City, and Mike Seminary in Bismarck, and I shouldn't start naming them, but Dr. Mahoney in Fargo. I think Katie's the most energetic mayor in North Dakota. What do you think, Connie?
She is, yeah. Absolutely. We are very fortunate to have Katie.
Bold energy from your mayor.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
bet.
Exactly right. All right, ladies, go get them. Thank you for the update, and come move to Jamestown to work, live, and play.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line, right, Connie?
It's the bottom line.
Thank you.
We've got it all.
More coming up from Jamestown. Don't touch that dial. University of Jamestown, our home today for the broadcast of What's On Your Mind, Top 10 Town Stop.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Max Harvest Day Sale. 2 big weeks of harvest savings. A DeWalt 18-volt battery 2-pack is just $99.99. A nylon tow rope 1 inch by 20 feet is only $19.99. And from your area's largest supplier, Craig 5 volts, just $1.59 a pound. Our 25-millimeter ammo cans are only $6.99. See our Harvest Day Sale insert in your newspaper or online at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.